Stacey Abrams, January 6th happening again and again in GOP-led state houses restricting voting. By Pam Key on October 6, 2021. Fail Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said Wednesday on CNN's Out Front that Republican state lawmakers forwarding voting legislation was a continuation of the January 6th Capitol riot. Abrams said, "The reality is we are in a bit of a groundhog day with the conversation of democracy. We keep having to have these fights. But luckily for me, luckily for millions of Americans, when we continue to fight, we win. And in this fight for fair elections, this fight for freedom to vote, we believe that if we keep pushing and if we invoke the spirit of those who've pushed this so hard, we will get to the promised land, and we will get to the finish line and finally have a minimum set of standards for the right to vote in the United States. We will have the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that restores a pinnacle of achievement for our democracy. And that is ensuring that the most vulnerable among us have access to the right to vote." She continued, "My responsibility is to do what I can to ensure that no matter who you are, and no matter who you choose, that you have the freedom to vote in the United States. And that is why we have to keep laser focused on the assault on our democracy. An assault that not only happened on January 6th but has happened again and again since that time in state houses that have restricted access to the right to vote and constricted not only that but the ability of election workers to do their jobs." Abrams added, "We are seeing election workers being put under direct assault. And that is something we have to push back against. We have to stop this aversion of our elections. And because we're in a generational moment of redistricting, we have to ensure that every single voter has the right to pick their leaders, not be picked by their politicians based on who they think they'll vote for." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.